We have in this week's parasha the union of the shidduch of Rivka. We did talk with Eliezer. We spoke about this nekuda other years also, but I want to speak about it from a different angle a little bit. It's a kasha that the Katmoinim ask, the Drosh HaSaran even asked the kasha. The Lachoira, when they went to check the shidduch for Yitzchak, so the first thing they should have checked was whether she believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether there was emunah. Chesed Hashem Azach, but the world was flooded with Avodah Zarah. It was Avram, Ivri, Hume, Ivri, Achah, the whole world was on the other side. And the Sacha Kol, the Chiddush that Avram Avinu brought to the Bria, brought to the world, was the Chiddush of Amunah that there's a Balabir, that there's a Rabbi Shalom in the world. That's the Chiddush of Avram Avinu. Midas, Midav Chesed. But the Chiddush of Avram Avinu, what he thought the whole world was, or cast him, was that there's a Rabbi Shalom in the world. Yeshu, the Balabir. And yet we find that when it comes to the continuation of Klal Yisrael, they checked whether she's a balas chesed, nice person, pours water. It's a shein ezach, it's a fine ezach. Oh, but you can't build the klai yisrael from a zazach. What's the pshat? Drosh HaSaran speaks about this. Is the nekuda like this? Is the nekuda which is negeya very much? You all know this famous gemara. The gemara says that when the goy came to Hillel Hazaken and he said, teach me Torah, call a Torah Kula, regal achas, call a Torah Kula. Nadi, wonderful. 1 minute. Chick chack course in Yiddishkeit. He didn't want to come to Night Seder. One morning and that's it. Finished. Zoktim Hillel, the Erech, Vahafta the Recha Kamoicha. Madasone Elecha. So everyone speaks about it. Seder, it's not everything. This has a gria, and then there's kinyan dvarim. There's another couple of things in Yiddishkeit besides v'hafta l'recha kamoicha. And when he wanted to teach him all of Yiddishkeit in one foot, he told him v'hafta l'recha kamoicha. There's all types of pshat and very tifa zachen in what he meant. One pshat is, there's a Baal Tanya who speaks about this. He says that the only way that a person can get to a darg of v'hafta l'recha kamoicha is only if a person sees the other person that his ikar is the neshama. In the guf, there's no achdus. In the guf, you can't come to lavava. Fakad, my guf wants this and your guf wants that. We don't, it's very hard to find the common ground. When a person realizes that the ikar of a person is neshama, his ikar is his spirituality, his ikar is his ruchnius, is a chach to come to a darg of after recha kamoicha. Fakad, we all come from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, all tachas kisei akovid. So that's the ikritaka. It means a person has to be able to see that the ikr of ilm has is ruchnius. That's what Mshadi says. Hanagel and Yenenu, maybe what the Pasha Mshadi is as follows. The Pasuk says, Elokim Boris Adam Yashar. Because Baruch created a person, that's him, Yashrus. Vehein Bikshu Cheshbein is Rabim. Things got very, very, very complicated. Very complicated. Things are complicated. That's always. Things are complicated. Cheshbon is Rabim, right? Nothing's Yashar. To get up in the morning is not Yashar, and to open the Gemara is not Yashar, and to get up Shantai is not Yashar, and to daven is not Yashar. Everything's complicated. But it wasn't like that once. When Adam Rishon, his natural state was a Yashar. Things got complicated afterwards. After the Chet of Adam Rishon, then the Cheshbon is started. But we should know that it's not our natural state. The natural state of a person is a Yashar. A person who's a Yashar, Emun is a natural thing. That means a person gets up in the morning, if you have a yashrus sticker cup, who are you? What are you? You brought yourself into the world, you can take yourself out. Mr. Garnished. You gave yourself wisdom, you gave yourself parnasa, nothing, zero. Is be'etzem, the yashrus is that the pashtus is that a person should get up in the morning and have a munah. And see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize that you're a nivra, like the Mesillas Yesharim says. And if you're a nivra, so go knock on the door of the Boire and find out what you're here for. And the Boire already said what you're here for. These are all dvarim pshutim. That's what you are, Betzim. What's the shalom? What else could you think? What else? You think you bought yourself in the road? You're Pesach Balabas. And if you're going to make more money, you'll be epistemically more, and you'll get more covered from another guy who was a, who also was brought into the world by somebody else. So then it means something. The pshat is the yashrus is that there's a Rabbi Yishalelim. The yashrus is that there's a Avodas Hashem. The yashrus is that we have for a purpose. That's the yashrus. That's the pashtus. What else do you have to think about? What else? So why isn't it so pashut? Why isn't it so pashut that we're dabbling in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because v'heim bikshu cheshbonis v'abim. There's a lot of cheshbonis. Oh, there's so many cheshbonis till you get HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those cheshbonis are midas ra'ayos, kinna, taiva, kovet, which blind us and act as a mechitza between a yid and a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't let us see. It doesn't let us see the pashtus. You get up in the morning. Why not, Taka, by the way? Because the person is wrapped up in himself, in all his own agendas, in all his own midas. It's very hard to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that the ikur is not you. Emunah means that the ikur is not you. Emunah means that somebody else is running the show. I'm only a hechatimtza. I'm only a kli to do what the melech wants. So kina doesn't want it, and taiva doesn't want it, and kovet doesn't want it, and atzlus doesn't want it. And Kamtanis doesn't want it. I don't want to. If mitzvahs are going to cost me money, and Emunah costs money. Emunah costs money. Tuition is very expensive. Is the pshat is that Emunah costs money? I don't want to spend money. Is the meters of a person don't allow him to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They don't allow him to see Yashrus. But the Yashrus is passions like that. Is the pshat of a hafta recha kamoicha is? Is what Hillel HaZaken told the guy was, listen here, Rabbi Goy. It's not so complicated. I don't need to take you to Eshet Torah, and we'll put you up, they will make codes, and we'll prove you that this is true and that's true, right? It says in Parshas Vayikra that the Yankees won the pennant in 1942 if you check every third word and skip 10th words. And so forth. So you know that there's a Baruch Shalom. Agav, it could be, it says like that before. I once saw a guy make a code like that. Yeah? Everything's in the Torah, like I say. You don't need that to go prove that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't need that to go prove there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can do that. Hillel told the guy, listen, it's very simple. V'ahavta re'echa kamoicha. V'ahavta re'echa kamoicha, to go love somebody else like yourself, is a darga of bittul atmi. That means you mevatel yourself completely. There's no zich anymore. To have what bothers you is what yena guy also on the same darga, that means there's no you, there's no zich. Hillel told the guy, you want to know what Yiddishkeit's about? You want a one-shot course in Yiddishkeit? Go be mevata yourself completely. You'll be a yid already. What about everything else? What about davening? What about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What about tefillah? What about lulav? What about everything else going on? What about avodas Hashem? There's a lot. In Orchis Hachaim, there's a lot of chapters. Orchis Tzadikim, there's a lot of chapters there. What Yiddishkeit? The answer is, he tell one thing. Everything will clear up. There'll be no complications. You won't have any sveikas. Be mevata yourself. Be mevata your zich. Be mevata your kinah. Be mevata your tithe. Be mevata kovet. Everything else will come in melo. The rest of it's easy. But if you're not going to fix v'afta lecha kamoicha, if you're not going to fix your midas, and you're going to continue to live a life wrapped around zich, then the Yiddishkeit's not going to make a difference anyway, because you can't be mevatel yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not going to be able to mevatel, you're not going to be able to do avodas Hashem. That was the one step course for Yiddishkeit. Ishteta that the aleph beis of avodas Hashem is to mevatel as much as a person can mevatel himself. As much as his life revolves around himself, as much as his needs revolve around himself, he can't still tuta HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why, by the way, you should know, Beit Adam LaChaveroi plays such a critical role in Avodas Hashem. It plays a critical role in Avodas Hashem because as much as a person's not mevatel himself for somebody else, a guy's married, he always has to be right. He always has to be right. Is besides the krumkeit of the fact that, well, you're always right, Taka, what does it make a difference? What are you arguing about exactly? What important topic are you already being right about? You won't go into the topic, right? Should you have this type of fish Friday night, or that type of Friday night, all the important topics facing Klal Yisrael, that people have to be right, because they know better. However, the etzem fact that a person can't be mevatel himself to somebody else, is the pshat is because he's wrapped up in zich. Me. If there's me, there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's for sure. There's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chal, because no Avodas Hashem. You can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You only see yourself. You look in the mirror, you see yourself. If that was the one step Avodas Hashem. That was the one step course to Yiddishkeit. is Eliezer Eved Avram understood that there's no purpose in giving Rivki Imenu a Faher and Amunah. Right? I give her 100 questions. Stomach, she went to BJJ, Rivka, they took a Chosh Vashidah, they didn't take a what he called. They give her Faher and all the Maral she learned, and all the Mepharshim, and Tifa Zachin, Marinavuchim. They didn't bother with that. Why not? Because Eliezer said to himself, Hazab Tzu, Humanashach. If she's selfish, and she's wrapped up in herself, so then Muna has no meaning b'chal. She's never going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If she's misbattled herself completely, v'gam l'gmalecha eshav, she's a balas chesed be'etzem, that means there's a bittul be'etzem, if that's the matziv, then Elokim ba'asa adam yashar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the person yashar. I don't have to worry about that Muna. A yashar is like a person doesn't have the mechitzis of zich. A person who's not wrapped up in kinetai v'kovod, memeila sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the faher for Rivki Menu to see whether she's going to build the Klal Yisrael wasn't the faher in Hashkofa, and it wasn't the faher in Amuna, and it wasn't the faher in Chumash. It was the faher in are you for yourself or not. That means it wasn't looking for chesed, it was looking to see are you selfish, are you egocentric. Because a person who's wrapped up in themselves can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person who's not could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu very easily. It's really davar b'meil, it's davar poshet. It's going back to the state of Adam Rishon lefnei achet, of Elokim Boaz Adam Yosher. That's mistama the oimik of pshat, what it says in Chazal, that Eliezer Eved Avram, as you all know, wanted to have his daughter do a shidduch with Yitzchak. Eli, Rashi says. So what did Avram Avinu tell him? Ata oru, v'ani boruch, v'ein boruch mistabe gubar. I can't get married to you at oru. Hagam de Eliezer was God l'ador, doyle mashkim b'toyus rabbi, ziv ukna, he looked like Avraham Avinu. But you're an Or. So the Baal Musa speak out, what was he an Or in? What was cursed? Canaan has bad midas. And the pshat of Or is, it's not the pshat that I can't do the shidduch because you have bad midas. It's much deeper than that. If you have bad midas means that I wrapped up myself. Ani. It's all about me. That's what midas means. Midas means that it's all about me in a million different ways. It's my money, and it's my covet, and it's my time, and it's my tivus. Tivus are a way of a person feeding his needs. My needs come first. It's all about me. All midas are also about me. As Avraham Avinu said, Hezek too, you have big midas in your family. You don't come from such great yichus. If the word is, there won't be a Klal Yisrael, because the people with bad midas, there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no Avodas Hashem. There's no dveikus in Kutcha Brichu, because it's wrapped up in yourself. Ein orim is davik v'baruch. To feed that's the emes of Shat, why it says in Chazal that Eliezer Eved Avram became a baruch afterwards. It says in the Medrash Rabbah, Boy Bruch Hashem, says the Medrash, that he became a baruch. Why did he become a baruch all of a sudden? So it's brought down that he became a baruch, because when they asked him, I once heard this from Abdon Segal, but I saw it this week, rather, he must have heard it from his rebbeim. I saw it brought down in other places also. He says that when they asked him, "Who are you?" So he said, "Eved Avram Anochi." He asked him, "What's your name?" He's talking about the Gadol Ador. So he said, "Eliezer, what's his?" He didn't say a name. I don't have a name. Eved Avram Anochi. I'm the Eved of Avram. That means I don't have an identity. There's no zich. There's no zich. You're only an Eved Avram Anochi. That's your home hus. Boy, Bruch Hashem, you become a Baruch now. You're not an Or anymore. You broke. That means we see over here that the Nekuda of Or, it's a Raya, that the Nekuda of Or is the being involved in yourself. And the way he broke out of the Or was by saying, Eved Avram Anochi, Elokei Avram. That's the Raya what Or is, a Raya to the Baalim Musa. That Or means you wrapped up in yourself. And the way he made the Tikkun is, the way he broke himself, was by saying, Eved Avram Anochi, I'm nobody. That's the Oimek HaPshat. Yofe Sichoson Shel Avdei Ovois Yoisa Miterosa Shabonim, Rashi says. Right? Rashi Esakasha, such a long parasha, back and forth. We know that Shaduchim plays an integral part in the Jewish world. However, in the Chumash, there's no reason why there should be such a Masa Matan, back and forth. Maybe she'll come, maybe she won't come, she came, she went, a whole business. Right? Rashi says, Yofe Sichoson Shel Avdei Ovois. So, you know, it's a little bit insulting. He had a name. Yafa Sichos and Sha'eliezer. What's up with Avde Overs? It was a generic name. He's anonymous. Is the Teretz says that's the pshat. The reason why the Sichosan was Yafa because they were Avde Overs. The Yafa about the Sichosan, what was nice about the Sich of Eliezer? What was nice about the Sich of Eliezer is because it was Avde Overs, because that was his whole mahos. He didn't have a mahos of himself. He didn't say I'm Eliezer Avram. He said Ever Avram Anoichi. Is the etzem mahos of Avde Overs is what was Yafa. That's what brought him to the Baruch. And that's the story of this parasha. The story of the parasha is the Avde Overs. The Sichosan of the Avde Overs, he didn't have a name. He didn't have an identity. He didn't have a zich. His whole mahus was Yofa Sichos Shal Avdi Ovis Yosef Mitterosh Shabbanim. Oh, they told him, you're a Baruch. You're not an Orer anymore. When a person has difficulty in Avodas Hashem, it's hard to concentrate in learning. It's hard to concentrate in davening. Your moon is weak. Your bitachon is weak. We'll call it what we call your posture, not in the mood. Right? Shteta, that the shayrish of not being in the mood is the heim bikshu cheshboinus rab. It's all rooted in the fact that we're wrapped up in ourselves. It's not rooted in the fact that we don't believe, and it's not rooted in the fact that Yiddishkeit's so difficult. It's not rooted in anything. It's rooted in the fact because we're wrapped up in ourselves. In Kol Zman, a person's wrapped up in himself is in a bechina of or. It's not an or. We're baruchs. We're on the baruch team. And the fact that we're on the Baruch team means that Be'etzem, the Midas Rosh, are not part of us. By Eliezer, there was no hope for him until he made this huge ticket where he completely destroyed himself. But we're the Baruch. And Baruch means that a person has the ability, a person has within him the koyches to lift himself out of that, to make a tikkun on it. So a person should know. You get up in the morning, you're not in the mood. So a guy starts to say to himself, well, I'm not made for this, and who says it is, and who says it's not. What types of cheshbon is rabbim? Hashkofa questions. I've seen over the years, I've spoken to 100, probably close to 1,000 bachurim. Maybe more. I have yet to see a real hashkofa shayla that wasn't the Baal Taiva. I've yet to see. I'm not exaggerating. Unless the guy was crazy. That's something else. But a hashkafa shayla that wasn't rooted in a Baal Taiva, in a cheshbonis rabbim, I have yet to see. Other, you'll go out in the world, you'll tell me if you find somebody like that. I've yet to see a guy at a suffolk in a munah who wasn't a Baal Taiva. And the pshat is because it's cheshbonis rabbim. So when a person feels weak in the connection, before you go make a whole theory out of it and say to yourself, well, maybe it's not for me, or maybe I'm not sure, check the cheshbonis rabbim, check the kinah taiva and kovod, check if you're prepared to pour water for somebody's camels. The answer is no, because it's expensive water these days, and who are the camels anyway, and I'm busy doing other things, and I'm not in the mood, and it's disturbing my other schedule because I have other taivas which are on my mind. And if you're not in the mood of pouring water for camels, is that don't expect to have any sort of avodas Hashem, because the avodas you're wrapped up in yourself, you're in the cheshbonis rabbim part of it. And as much as a person, I always say, so we say, okay, so I'm not Rifki Meinu, so I'm stuck. You should know that as much as a person works on himself to mevatel himself a darg of Eved Avram on a darg of Avde Ovis, as much as he's kind of that nekuda, that's as much as he reattaches himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's zel umazeh. It's not all or nothing. And every little bit that a person goes out of his way, it's like a guy once told me that he was mevatel himself. He worked very hard. There was a guy who wanted to walk by him and he moves his chair in so the guy could walk by. That's one darga. Yeah? So he got a little bit closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you're already holding a little bit higher dagger than that, which all of you are, is the pshat is that every little bit that a person is mevatel himself to somebody else, he's not oimid al daitoi, he's mevatel to somebody else. You should know Yishmon Esrei is much better that day. It's mitzis, you can try it. Mayin yishmita etzel ha-sinai. The answer is hein hein advarm. When a person is mevatel himself, not because tam you're in a good mood that day, or because you want a favor from him afterwards, because you want him to think that you're mevatel. I'm not talking about that. That doesn't give you better Yishmon Esrei. I'm talking about you about it because you broke yourself. Because you said, Eliezer wasn't easy for him to say Eved Avraham Anochi, by the way. It wasn't easy. Imagine you're coming, Eliezer, Deila, Mashke, Beteres, Rabbi. The whole Bria thought that he was going to be the Hemshech of Avraham Avinu. Everyone thought that he was going to be the next one. You know what? The Gadol Hador, imagine. Chaim Kanievsky comes, Eliyashar comes, David HaMelech comes, Chaim Briska comes, Yeski, what's your name? I work for what do you call it? Chaim Kanesky would come in here and say, what do you do? I learned in Kreil Chazanish. You know what a breaking that is for a person to break himself? It's so easy to do it. Somebody told me a maisa. Oh, my son told me a maisa. He heard over it. Mashgiach said over in Mir Brachfeld a maisa about Vachvogel, the older Mashgiach of Lakewood. Said a maisa noir. It's a maisa like Kriyas Yamsov. When he was a bocher, he learned by Rav Shimon Shkop, and he got smicha from Rav Shimon. And then on the way back to America, because he was born in America, Toronto, he went to Rav Bochber. And Bochber said, give me the smicha that Rav Shimon wrote. So Bochber said, that's a smicha. He threw it out. And he wrote him a brand new smicha with titles, and muflogim, and shvachim. And he said on himself that his whole life he never looked at it to see what it said exactly. I mean, he realized that he was writing a whole new what it called. And then he had a whole life. Just take a peek for a second. A whole life. The man was an old man. And what would we do? First of all, you don't have to look when anybody's looking. Right? You can look when nobody's looking around. Nobody has to know that you looked. Aber stam, you don't have to learn a bi'iyun. If I would have such a smicha, before Brichas HaShachar, I would read it every day. Like some people have this parchment with the menorah. That's what I would do every day. It would give me a good feeling. And the pshat is that I would read it, if I would have it out every morning. Oh, I also put a frame, a copy, in the lithograph in the dining room. Not that everyone should know that Havazah Smicha, but they'll give chizik for the tzibur. They would see that this is Zaza, that's what I would do. But to go for 80 years and not take a peek, 60 years, not take a peek at the thing, and somebody wasn't lying, he said he didn't look. He didn't look, right? Although there's no purpose saying the story. That's a gvura of bittel of myself in Gansen. So then it's no wonder that people like that were Dovak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a chiddush. We want to be Dovak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Rabbi Ruchim, and be selfish like Donald Trump. It doesn't go together. The two things don't go together. If you don't look at your smicha for 60 years, then you could talk about Bidovak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yofa Sichos and Shalav the 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 Yofa Sichos